It's Tuesday, time for our weekly conversation with John Husing, the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. You can hear Dr. Husing's weekly segments at our website, kvcrnews.org. Dr. Husing continues with his series of segments detailing his 2018 economic forecast for the Inland Empire. This morning, Dr. Husing assesses the current and future performance of the IE's largest economic sector, logistics, warehousing, shipping, and fulfillment. Dr. Husing says logistics is not only the biggest economic driver in the region, it's also the fastest growing.
This is driven by two different factors. First of all, now, is e-commerce. I love asking an audience, who out there didn't buy something this year online? And it's usually one or two really old people that got lost and came to the study or the speech, I think. The fact is, everybody is buying online now. How fast is it growing? 15 to 16% year over year.
Wow.
And it's been doing that since 2010. How would you like your 401k to be on automatic pilot going up at 15% every single year?
Yeah.
So it's growing like a weed. It's gone from 1.1% of all U.S. retail sales back in 2001 all the way up to 9.1% at the end of 2017.
So almost one out of every 10 retail transactions is online then.
That's correct. And understand, remember, a big piece of this is automobiles.
Mm.
That's not online. It's why you see the companies very nervous about their future.
Yep.
It's certainly clobbering the anchor tenants in malls.
Mm-hmm.
And this is hurting cities because an awful lot of their sales tax or their general funds that they spend is sales taxes collected on their malls.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is an interesting issue to deal with. The second big thing driving it is international trade. International trade's been driving this sector for a long time.
The logistics sector.
The logistics sector. So part of it is the big facilities built for e-commerce. The rest of it is the big facilities built to handle international cargo. If we look at trade coming through the ports of LA and Long Beach, last year, 8.6 million 20-foot equivalent containers, that's how we measure it, came in through the ports. That was 400,000 more than it ever come through.
Hmm.
It broke the record from back in 2006.
Mm.
Exported containers, basically flat, running at about 3.4 to 3.6 million each year. But it's the imported containers that have the goods, a lot of which come into our facilities in the Inland Empire. So here we see, again, the federal government potentially messing around with the Inland Empire economy. Because the president seems to be headed for trade wars. He seems to think that this is a great idea. Well, who's going to get hurt by that are not the whole country, but those parts of the country that specialize in handling imports. That's us.
That's us. That's right.
Because 38% of all the containers entering the U.S. come in through L.A. and Long Beach. It's a huge part of the L.A. economy and a huge part of the Inland Empire economy. So the president, in that respect, is not doing us any favors by potentially launching trade wars. When we look at how this is all translating into the real estate market, one of the things we see is in the four quarters ended in December. So in 2017, 19.4 million net square feet of industrial space was newly occupied. Now, what you have to think about that for a minute, that's the equivalent of 19 1 million square foot buildings suddenly having workers in them, suddenly having cargo or e-commerce material being handled within them.
Yeah.
Huge. Who's second place? Whoever it is so much smaller, they don't count. When we look at the industrial vacancy rate, it's 3.7%. So we don't have a lot of space available at the pace that we're seeing companies move into this market. We have a competitive advantage in that 53 cents a square foot is the asking rate here. That compares to 80 in L.A., 88 in Orange, and 90 in San Diego. So we're a bargain still.
And as a result, there's no end to the new warehouses that are being planned.
We will look at the qualifier on that in a moment.
Okay.
In fact, how many square feet were under construction at year end 2017? Altogether, 23 million.
Wow.
Now, remember, we chewed up 19. We've got 23 to fill
coming.
The space.
Wow.
Who's second in Southern California? As I like to say, who cares? However, it is L.A., but L.A. is only 15%, whereas we're 23.
Wow.
Huh. It's got to be 73 to almost 74. So overwhelmingly, this is where that's going on.
Next week, air cargo into and out of the Inland Empire is picking up thanks to a rejuvenated Ontario International Airport. John Husing is the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning feature on 91.9 KVCR.